headlines, Wiringo.
Good morning, Sheta. In the headlines, the Minister of State, Secretary General of the Presidency, Ferdinand Gongor, has had an audience with the Congolese Minister of the Environment, Sustainable Development and the Congo Basin, Alet Soudan Nono, bearer of a special message from President Denis Sassou Nguesso to the President of the Republic of Cameroon, Paul Biya. Out of Cameroon, the government of Democratic Republic of Congo is poised to receive its first doses of monkeypox vaccine next week. Those are the headlines. Now the news in full. On the instructions of the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, the Congolese Minister of the Environment, Sustainable Development and the Congo Basin has been received in audience at the Unity Palace by the Minister of State, Secretary General of the Presidency, Ferdinand Gongor. Madame Arlette Soudan Nono was bearer of a special message from President Denis Sassou Nguesso to his Cameroonian counterpart, President Paul Biya, with regards to the sustainable management of the Congo Basin and the upcoming COP29 Climate Summit. Details with Unity Palace correspondent Amin King Edward.
Madame Arlette Soudan Nono is a Congolese trained journalist and politician, Minister of the Environment, Sustainable Development and the Congo Basin. She also holds a coveted office of Executive Secretary of the Congo Basin Commission. That's the highly esteemed personality received in audience this Tuesday evening, August 20, at the Unity Palace by the Minister of State Secretary General of the Presidency, Ferdinand Ngongo, on the high instructions of the President of the Republic, Paul Biya. She came all the way from Brazzaville with a special message from the Congolese President, Denis Sassou Nguesso, for the attention of his Cameroonian counterpart, President Paul Biya. And for close to 45 minutes, the Congolese special envoy and the representative of President Paul Biya scrutinized the wide range of issues of common concern surrounding the management of the Congo Basin on the eve of a very important summit on climate change. Madame Arlette Soudan Nono. I was sent by President Denis Sassou Nguesso to meet his brother, President Paul Biya, with a message of common interest concerning the Congo Basin, to which Cameroon and Congo belong. We are on the eve of COP29, and it is necessary that we speak the same language within the framework of an inclusive sustainable development and how to finance the different projects of the basin.
Financer notre transition écologique.
The Congolese special envoy also underscored the importance that both leaders Denis Sassou Nguesso and President Paul Biya attach to the management of climate change in the sub-region. For the record, Cameroon and the Republic of Congo are among the six member states of the Congo Basin that counts approximately 10,000 species of tropical plants with the largest carbon sink in the world. The rainforest of the Congo Basin also provides food security and an essential lifeway for the indigenous and local population and serves as a critical habitat for endangered species. Valorizing all these potentials of the Congo Basin was at the center of the conversation during the high-level audience.
Unity Palace correspondent Amin King Edward reporting there. Members of a delegation from the World Bank sojourning in Cameroon will this Wednesday hold talks with Cameroon's Minister of Public Works, Emmanuel Ngannou-Ndjoumissi. This will be during a meeting scheduled for 10 a.m. at the Ministry of Public Works. In a related development, the executive director representing Cameroon at the World Bank Board of Directors has hailed the country's energy potential, adding that it has the possibility of becoming an energy hub for the sub-region. Abdul Salam Bello was speaking in Yaoundé during talks with the Prime Minister, Head of Government's Chief, Dr. Joseph Dian Goute. The two parties made an evaluation of relations between Cameroon and the World Bank Group and examined a number of critical sectors during the discussions. From the Star Building, our reporter Christian Chiatam reports.
The half-hour discussion between the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Dian Goute, and the Executive Director of the World Bank Group, Abdul Salam Bello, focused on the relations between Cameroon and the World Bank. The two officials examined the new partnership framework of the World Bank Group for the period 2025 to 2029 and reflected on ways of making it performant in Cameroon. Abdul Salam Bello, World Bank Executive Director, representing Cameroon at the Board of Directors.
We discuss how we can make the best of it for the Cameroonian Development Agenda, its alignment with the SND 2030 on one hand, but also with the Vision 2035. We discuss on how really to make sure that we receive the best allocation possible and we implement in the best effective way this agenda.
Cameroon's performance, challenges and perspectives in critical sectors like infrastructure, roads and connectivity was also a key point of interest during the meeting. The energy potential of the country was described as a major trump card for growth.
We visited important project Nachtigal. So we believe that the country has a tremendous potential to position itself as a regional hub in terms of energy, providing energy not only, of course, starting for the people of Cameroon, but also looking at the opportunity also to do some export of that energy in the region.
The executive director representing Cameroon at the World Bank Board of Directors, Abdul Salam Bello, at the end of the audience, described relations between his institution and Cameroon as excellent and development-oriented. Christian Cheatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
The joint annual meeting of the technical commissions of the Regional Training Council of Supreme Audit Institutions of Sub-Saharan Francophone Africa, better known by its French acronym as CREFIAF, takes place in Yaoundé today. The event will take place at the headquarters of the Supreme State Audit Office. Success stories of the KICS Africa 21 education program in Cameroon will be at the center of a workshop to be chaired by the Minister of Basic Education, Professor Laurent Serge Etoudingwa, in Yaoundé today. The event is due to start at 10 a.m. at the Ministry of Basic Education. Orphans of police officers who passed away in the line of duty will today be receiving school kits from members of the Police Women's Association. The gift will be handed over to them in the course of a ceremony billed for 10 a.m. at the courtyard of the National Advanced Police School in Yaoundé. Now in news out of Cameroon, the Congolese Health Minister Roger Kamba Mulamba says Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, hopes to receive its first doses of monkeypox vaccine by next week, following promises from the United States and Japan to help it fight its outbreak. The government is launching a 45 million euro response plan for awareness campaigns, team deployment and patient care, but it does not include vaccines. According to Mr. Roger Kamba Mulamba, DRC needs about 3.5 million doses of the monkeypox vaccine. His government has been promised 3 million doses by Japan and 215 by Belgium. And in sports, officials of the Organization of Military Sport in Africa, OSMA, have reiterated their commitment to continue fostering peace and unity in diversity among the armed forces on the continent through sport. They were speaking at the permanent head office of the institution in Yaoundé during a ceremony in which the organization's founding president, Colonel Ahmad Kakaba Malbum, was handed an invitation from the Nigerian Chief of Defense Staff, General Christopher Musa, to attend the opening and closing ceremonies of the Second Africa Military Games in Abuja, Nigeria, in November. That's the end of the news brought to you by me, Patience Wingo. Thanks for listening.
Merci.